We're going to go ahead and get started. Lakita is on the call with us, and we don't want to miss out on anything that she has for us tonight. I want to thank everybody for joining the call. Lakita is taking out her precious time away from her family to be on with us tonight, so we want to be very careful not to go over time. So Lakita is spiritually wired to motivate, inspire, and psychologically impact people's life by encouraging and empowering them to think out loud and live life full and on purpose. She speaks with a boldness that comes from God and operates in a cosmic-like energy, creating a wonderful opportunity for growth and learning. She is known to many as the people therapist and desires to focus her energies in helping people change the way they see life. Ms. Long has more than 15 years of experience in the field of mental health, teaching, and personal development, where she has had the opportunity to create behavioral modification programs for nonprofits, residential treatment facilities, and provide consultation to probation departments and schools. She is affectionately known as the people therapist simply because she is called to the people, for the people, helping them better connect in their personal life and merging their spiritual lives to become whole. The creator of several programs, brands, and ideas that have helped thousands of individuals change the entire course of their life. The brands are Walk It Off Girl, Change Your Life, and Motivate the Life. Lakita focuses her energies on speaking, writing, teaching, counseling, researching, and creating other opportunities for individuals to thrive, which includes coaching and mentoring women across the country to be motivated to be what they are called to be. She's the author of several books, Starting Over and Loving It, Women of Purpose, Power, and Passion, and WAKE, which is Women Advancing Kingdom Efforts Movement and Girl Talk Program and Conferences, a program for girls ages 8 to 18 years old and the women that support them. Lakia is divorced with two children, Kayla, who's 10, and Jalen, who's 7, and counts being a mom as her highest honor and achievement. So let's all welcome Lakita. She has some great information for us tonight, and Lakita, we want to thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you so much, Ruth. It's such an honor to be here on this wonderful, beautiful day. We're just glad that we have an opportunity and a platform to be able to talk to other brilliant-minded women such as yourself. I count it the highest honor, I believe, to be in the company of women who empower one another. I'm so grateful for Ms. Margaret Jackson, who is a stellar coach. She coaches me. She has poured into my life and have helped me through many different transitions and different business opportunities for many, many years now. And so now we're on this side together looking to do some awesome work. Well, one of the things I wanted to do is just...
Lakita, I just wanted to interject a little bit here. Margaret,
sure.
Help most of us on the call, and we all appreciate her so much and all the information that she provides for the club, and we all just highly admire her, and we're just so thankful she brought you in to talk to us.
Oh, wow. It's really an honor. I don't know sometimes if we realize sometimes the work that people do, and her impact is so far-reaching and so in-depth that it's mind-boggling. She spoke to me one time about one thing, and I put it into action, and then, you know, profit later, I am just transforming certain areas of my business. She's really a phenomenal person, and I just can't wait to see all these clubs that are going to be set up all over the country, and so she can devote all of her time to doing that. So we're still on the push for 1,000 women to join in 40 days, so we can make that to happen. I want to kind of do with it, is I want to kind of make it a little bit interactive and just kind of informative. First of all, what I'm going to talk about is not anything brand new. I don't think there's really anything new under the sun. I think that we all sort of repackage it a little bit. And then there are some things that we have a little bit more of an in-depth or an insight to or something of that nature. But I think for the most part, I think that it's always been around. and now we're just sort of pulling it out. So today I want us to talk a little bit about how we redefine our choices. And I want to talk about that because I've talked to hundreds and hundreds of very smart, brilliant, educated women all across the country who have made very uneducated decisions. From marrying the wrong person to getting involved in the wrong investment, and they've just made some really not so great decisions. And we've all done it. I've done it too. And we'll probably continue to do it as long as I have right, you know, and breath in our body. But how do we redefine how we choose what we do? Think about this for a moment. And this is for anybody can answer. How do you make your choices? Like when you think about choices that you need to make, from the smallest to the largest thing, how do you make your choices? I'll kind of use you as a wonderful example. Tell me, how do you make your choices? When you need to make a choice, let's say, just a choice to eat something. How do you make your choice?
To eat something is what I'm craving.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I just like very quick and passionate about it, and I have to have what I'm craving.
Right. What's the craving? Now, issues would be that you would say that. What about bigger issues or bigger things that you need to make a choice for? Let's say you need to make a, you know, choice for a car. How do you make that choice?
That choice, I have to get advice. I have to make
okay.
sure I'm doing the right purchase and do your homework and ask some people and get counseling, basically, on it, on things I don't know about.
Absolutely. And so what you just described, there are three things, if I just put it out, there are three areas that when you and I are making choices that we utilize in order to make those choices. Number one, association. What we see every day, we will choose. There's a long set of facts about our associations create a common purpose or thread for us to be able to choose certain things. So our associations are huge. They connect us. They cause us to be related to certain things. They bring us together. So our choices are based on our association, number one. Number two, our experiences. Our experiences will ultimately also create an opportunity for us to make some choices. So, for example, if you have the experience of being first in everything growing up, then you will correlate your choice with thinking that you will always be first, that you will always have the best. That's the way your mind thinks. That's because that's
right.
How you absolutely, and it's not anything about being braggadocious, it's just that all of your life, that's the way that your experience has been. That you worked hard, and you were first, and you were the best, or you got what it was that you wanted. So you make your choices based upon your experiences. So you go after the best. Now, the third thing, and way that we make our choices is through interpretation. How we interpret our experiences and interactions with our associations, that's how we filter our choices. I'll say that again. How we interpret our experiences and interactions with our associations, that is how we filter our choices. So interpretations actually start long before the actual event does. We're conditioned, you know, in our lives to interpret certain things certain ways. So what I want us to look at is how do we redefine choices if we've made choices that have not been so good for us. Some people tend to make the same choices even if they change the methodology of it. Okay, I'm not going to, you know, attract the guy that is 5'10". But in the end, you look up and he's 5'10", you know, whatever the case may be. And so we don't realize that how we move, what we think, what we consistently think about even internally actually creates sort of that craving, that attraction on the outside. And so I wonder, when we are going about trying to make our businesses, so for example, you say, okay, I'm going to make a million dollars this year. What do you think really that we have to do in order to make that jump from wherever you are? What are the choices that we need to make in order to make $1 million this year? What are some of the associations that you're connected to? What's your current experiences? What's your interpretation of those experiences? Do they open up the way for you to move in the way that $1 million bottom line actually exists? You know, I thought about this about a couple weeks ago. And I said to myself, let me really look at my associations. Let me look at my experiences and how I filter where I've been versus where I want to go. Should I be focusing on experiences that have not been, you know, great for me in order for me to get to the next place? Do I use them as lessons? Absolutely. But what is it going to take for me to have that $1 million a year and not kill myself working 150 hours a week? It is really critical. Absolutely. And let me tell you something. It may sound really fun. Right. Everybody's laughing. But let me tell you something. Then I figured it out. Right? I did some interviewing. And I started interviewing different people. And one of the persons that I got the wonderful opportunity to interview was David Green, the CEO and founder of Hobby Lobby. I loved having the opportunity to interview him. Even the way that I got the interview was pretty powerful. And he is multi-millionaire. I mean, he's like a little small Walmart, if you will. And actually, they are. They have multiple businesses. He does. His son does. But when I got an opportunity to ask him various questions, one of the things that stood out extraordinarily powerful for me is what he said that he had to do in order to make the change from 30 years ago. And at that time, you know, 30 years is 30 years, but being able to hang in today's economy with today's retail is awesome to me. He's building more than he can, you know, stand at this point in time. And here's what he said. He made the choice to choose who he was around. So immediately I being like, hey, that's association. Number one. He chose to only focus in on the experience or the things that actually mattered for the next steps of where he was trying to go. Less on the things that did not matter. More on the things that did. And I thought, that's powerful. And we know this stuff. It's rocket science, but we don't actually believe it and walk in it. And then the third thing is sort of this whole interpretation. How you and I interpret where we are and how long or how far we are from where we're going to be or want to be. And so as I was just listening to him, he said, you know, if you think that you're never going to get there, you won't. If you're around people that are not striving toward that, you won't. He said his desire was never to kind of build so many stores and literally they're a billion-dollar company pretty much at this point in time. It was never to be a billion-dollar company. That was interesting when you said that. He said what was important for him was to build a solid family first. Family. Because he said it would be nothing for him to have great success if his family was in disarray. So think about it for just a moment. When you look at your life, and I've done this as well. I'm actually doing this whole sort of recharge process myself, and it's been really powerful, and the results have been phenomenal. Where are you with your association, your family, your friends, your loved ones, significant other, your children? And don't tell me, just pause for a moment. Write it down. Think about it. Are they strong? Are they weak? Is there a breach in communication? Think about that for a second, because it matters how you and I make our choices. The next question I want you to think about is the experiences that you have on a daily basis. Are your experiences due to intentional actions? Because I totally believe that intentional action equals desired results. What do you desire, and are you intentionally doing it every single day? If I want $1 million worth of sales, I've already figured out 5 different ways for my speaking, training, product sales, and or, you know, 6 major kind of gigs or whatever. I figured it out literally on paper, what that would look like. And I did that because of how I want to be able to interpret when opportunities come. I want to be able to look at and filter the opportunities through what I actually see on the paper already. And that is very, very powerful. But I would suggest that there's so much more to this whole training, but I would love to say those few things and to give people an opportunity to ask questions or if this is my passion. I love helping people to behaviorally come around the areas of how you project farther and actually go farther than where you've ever been based on what you have in your hand. Not that you have to go get anything more. We have enough in our hands to actually do and become exactly what we want right now. And I believe that. I've seen myself had, no, I created a CD some years ago, 2011, and when I was going through my divorce and making my transition, and I was financially bankrupt pretty much, coming from a place where there was a lot of money, I did a CD, and I was inspired to do it, not necessarily that thinking it was going to do anything, I just wanted to do it. The producer said, yeah, come on in, midnight, I could hardly speak, and that CD is what actually probably kept me and my children from probably living in shelter. That one CD sold more than 1,000 copies. It's powerful, right? And so I'm always really, really big, and that's an actual worship CD, which people have bought all over the United States and also in other countries as well. People put in their CDs in their car when they're driving. And, it's just really powerful. I thought Dunstan could do it. But the people thought I was crazy, so you can't even speak. There's no voice coming out. And when we started playing the keyboard and I was inside of the booth, I opened up my mouth and I started singing. And then when we were done, he was done. He didn't have to edit it. It was so powerful. And I just said, okay, well, I'll just make a few copies and see what happens. You know, I go to sleep. And I made a few copies and people were like, I want 10 of them. You know, I was at a milk place and somebody, a lady said, I don't know, but there's something about you. Do you have products or sales stuff or whatever? I said, yeah, I have a CD. She said, okay, I'd like to buy 10 of them just on the spot. You know, so what I'm sharing with you is that we have to redefine how we're going to move, how we're going to interpret what we have in our hands, what our experience is going to be like, and who we are associating with. It's critical. I'm very high energy. I'm very upbeat, and I typically move by faith, meaning that I plan things out. So I'm the one that's jumping before, you know, I'm thinking that there is $1,000 in the account to do it. And I'm her. I'm going to jump out there. And typically I've seen that every time I've jumped, I've landed on $2,000. So I want to share with you. It is so powerful. And so my love is to help women who are business women, of whether they're just starting or they are making, you know, $5 million a year, to learn how to bridge their sacred or spiritual side with their secular way in order to create something much more spectacular. I believe that when you bridge the two, you become phenomenal in a way that's not even describable. So that's just a tidbit about redefining choices. We also have a downloadable 28-minute, 32-minute CD that you can get. But are there any questions that people have regarding your association experience in our interpretation? Please feel free to share.
Well, you know, I, as a business owner, I've been in business for 9 years, and I'm more than ready to go to the next level. We pray every morning over our business, asking God what He wants us to do, who He wants to take care of. It's His business and to guide us. And I don't know about everybody else on the call, but sometimes you're not sure. You know, you said, are you taking action every day on a daily basis? And I think most of the time people don't know what that action is.
Exactly.
Because we've already been doing it. So, you know, how do you decide what your real action should be when you want to move your business to the next level?
So here becomes the other part. One of the things that I'm really, really big on is find out there, is there anybody that you can actually really model what you are doing from? Even if they're not in the industry that you are in. Is there a woman that she just has a certain finesse about how she does business that you can contact, that you can do,
you know, the transfer of information, the transfer of inspiring energy is so empowering. As a believer, as a Christian woman myself, I look to be inspired by different people. It doesn't matter who. And then what I do is I spend time in my quiet time and I say, okay, so now what is it that I need to do in order to get to this level? I believe in this product. I believe that it would do X, Y, and Z. And so I'll reach out to somebody. Prime example, someone put on my Facebook timeline that Miss Melissa Murray, who's just 40 years young, is the new interim dean at UC Berkeley. And so I immediately thought, oh my gosh, I would love to interview her. But I have two passions. My passion is to speak, and other passion is I love PR. And that was my very first business when I was 18, to be a publicist. And so I reached out to her online to figure out where, and reached out to her. And it's because I have this women's organization, Women Advocacy and Efforts, but I also have a radio show. So I want to see if I can connect. And I said, why would they want to let me interview her? She's probably busy, all of this stuff. Well, sure enough, I sent the email, which has her picture, and I did drop the little name that I'm a Berkeley alumni. Absolutely. So what I did was I used what was in my hand. Yes, I did. I used what was in my hand, and I just did it. And you know what? Guess who's getting put at the end of the interview? You got it. And absolutely. But not only am I going to be able to interview her, but someone else, because they saw that I had posted it inside of the group, that they posted me something about another African-American woman who's going to be the first dean of an awesome law school. And so guess who reached out? Absolutely. So I want to, and so I reached out to her too. So waiting for her people to contact me back, but that's going to be a goal as well. And what am I sharing? I am passionate about four things. I'm called to be a MIC, M-I-C-T, motivator, inspirer, trainer, and teacher. That is what I'm called to. That is what God has wired me to do. My DNA is just wired to motivate people, inspire, train, and teach them. But just like a MIC, I am able to hold things when it comes my way, but I have to throw it back so that it can be useful for what it's called to be useful for. So I will hold people for a season. Therefore, I might teach them, train them, or mentor them, but I throw it back out there and I go. And when I've done that, people prosper, people are blessed, etc. So the question really becomes, how far do you want to go in your business? That's really the question. We all say, oh, I really want to go far. But if you look at your daily schedule of the glories, are you intentionally tapping into people who are already there? An hour is well spent a day to tap into someone who already has where you're trying to be. I don't care whether they're Christian or not, because one, I'm a marketplace minister. So I'm called to actually invade the marketplace. So I'll talk to the atheist. It doesn't matter to me. I'm called in wires. And by the end of our conversation, they may not say yes to God, but we definitely be very close to it because I'm called to do that. So, from whether it's from Hollywood or whether it's from the homeless place, I never discount anyone giving me information because all has proven to be very relevant. I mean, matter of fact, my greatest contract, one of my greatest contracts I ever got was because of a homeless man on Telegraph Avenue. And so I think that we have to be willing to intentionally do what others aren't doing. And that's reaching out and connecting with other people that are doing what we want to really do. The second thing I think is really important is whatever you're trying to do, make sure that you do it. I am not trying to be a motivator. I am a motivator. Everything in me, I'm a motivator. I didn't write today. I'm not trying to be inspiring. I am inspiring. And we have to embrace it. We have to own it. I teach by nature. It's just, I'm talking to my kids and it just kind of comes out. Oh, no, that's cool. You know, it's just the way I am. So I want to push you to do something different than what you're doing. Continue to keep doing all the stuff, but watch out. check out a woman that's in the tech industry, even if it's something totally different from your industry. They have information. They're being very successful in another arena. What you want to figure out is what they do to gravitate towards that in an all-boys club. It's still all-boys club. So how do we break the glass ceiling? Associations, interpretation, and our experiences are really, really key. So that's really powerful. And trusting God all the way and knowing that it is going to land. And it takes a sacrifice, but it's definitely going to land. That's an awesome question. So who else?
Dr. Long, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Lakita,
Am I muted?
I can hear you.
Okay, can Dr. Long hear me?
Dr. Long, can you hear her? I'm not sure what happened. It's still saying that we're connected, but I don't see.
I think for some reason I thought I was.
Is anybody else can hear?
I think we're muted. I think it's star 6 to unmute. I'm not for sure.
Let me check and see. I'll give it a shot here. Okay, Lakita, are you there? Beatrice? Can you guys hear me?
I hear you, but I don't.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened to Lakita. Hold on.
Okay, I'll hold. In fact, I'm going to go get some water in my... I'll be right back. I'm back, Ruth. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Beatrice. I can hear you.
Can Dr. Long hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. This is my question. First, thank you for sharing what you shared. It's very, very helpful. My question is about discipline. I think a lot of times there are things I want to do and I'm all excited. But when it comes to doing the things that we need to do to get to the next level, how do you see discipline playing in that, and how do you define discipline?
Well, a couple of things. Discipline for me is the continual effort towards a desired goal. So I really always look at, do I really want it? We all say we want it, but you don't want something until you've actually got it. We say, like, for example, I want to lose 45 more pounds. I'm 5'4", so I'm like, okay, I want to do something a little bit more than I've done before. And, you know, I've got some red carpet events that I'm going to be going to in L.A. and all that. And that's going to be even more stunning. So in order for that to happen, I've got discipline at another level. And I figured out that if I exercise every day, it doesn't have to be rigorous. It just has to be something every day. I figured out my body responds very, very well. But the same token, if I don't, I will not get the result. So if I don't get the result, guess who fault it is? Mine. Because I've not done the little bit that I know that I need to do. I mean, I'm talking as 20 minutes a day. I just have to move in that way because my body responds to it. So discipline to me is the ability to, one, refuse distractions. I think the reason why we're not disciplined is because we're distracted from inside and outside. And we have to make the decision, okay, like recently, we're entrepreneurs, but for about 1 week, I said, you know what? I am not getting stuff done here. I said, I need to shut down. I shut my phone off for 4 hours at a time per day, literally.
I hadn't done that in a very long time, like years actually. And do you know what? I probably got done 3 weeks worth of work in 1 week. So that was 4 hours times five, 20 hours. It was worth it. And I had a different level of clarity. So I realized I may not be able to do 4 hours a day, but I better shut that phone off at least for 2 hours where I don't have to pick it up, look at it, because nothing can be that important if I'm not producing well.
Right. Same thing applies to emails. When you're working on something, don't check anything else. Don't use emails. And I always call it, in my office, is I'm in surgery. Unless someone's dying, then don't reach out to me.
I love that.
You know, in order to get those projects done, I'm in surgery. You know, yes, you can reach out, but it's got to be something very important.
That's good. I love that. I have to quote you on that one.
I got my manuals written. I'm in surgery, and they all understood it. I'm here, but I'm not available. I've got to get it done.
I like that. I will quote you, Ms. Ruth, on that. Absolutely. Right. We are in surgery. We need to put some surge on. Entrepreneur women, get some stuff done. Let's be surgeons. Come on. Let's do it. I love
that.
So I love that definition of discipline. Can you say it again? It's what did you say?
The definition of discipline is being able to stay focused in order to get the desired result. You got to stay focused and get the desired result. I think the reality of it is that here's just my thought. This is something from my mom. Both my parents are deceased, but they were wise souls. When you really, really want something, and they always taught me this, I'm number 6 or 7 children, I'm the youngest girl, it really is not that hard when we really want it. I think the real truth about some of this stuff that's not happening is we don't really want it that bad. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You think about it for a moment. So really the trick then becomes to quit, figure out in your head and your spirit to make sure they connect and say, that means, do I really want to do that? I mean, for real. Or have I been kind of coerced in order to do it because people see the leadership skills in me? And we have to, you know, we're all leaders. We're probably all type A on this phone. You know, well, so people probably have labeled us certain things, and we probably have floated with those labels. But you got to float with the God-given purpose and destiny that God has put inside of each one of us. And once we do that, and then let that part flow, oh, yeah. Success, we got it just because. Along with the work, but we got it because it's who we are. It's what we are. Can you focus on the desired result? Anyone else?
Well, do you also agree with in order to stay focused is writing, you know, having a calendar, sticking to your schedule, setting times, you know, like surgery times, like you said, or certain times you check email. I mean, I'm finding with my clients, they want instant results. They'll send me an email, and 2 hours later, did you get my email? I'll get another one from them.
It's the culture we live in. But here's how you have to do it. You really, and I love lists. I'm a list person, but I'm going to tell you, sometimes I get drowned out in my list, and only because, you know, I just sometimes I got lists, and then from the list, I'll start making lists. Here's how I have to work, once you get a chance to meet me, I hope you get a chance to meet me, I'm everything red carpet. I love everything. I'm in a red carpet dress, the best one. I definitely have got the energy of being on the stage in Hollywood, and that's just me. So, part artist, creative, and then a part structure, the structure part of gathering my thoughts and blah, 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 blah. But when I have to do something, like I'm on some deadlines right now to produce a lot of written material and also a lot of stuff for website content. And I'm just like, oh my God, but I have to do it. So I keep telling myself, okay, I put on the paper, and in the paper I do a circle. And on the big circle, I say, job well done. And then I put inside the circle the three things
that I need to do in order for the job to get done. I must do X, Y, and Z today. And I'll just focus on today. Because if I start saying, this is what I need after this week, you can forget it. Because I'll start adding extra things, and then I'll get none of that stuff done. So, and also, what I eat, I know it also has an effect. So, when I'm really hard-pressed, I'm talking about, I'm only having fruit salad. So, I'm doing like a Daniel fast, literally, until I'm done with it. I think how we process stuff is also based on some of the stuff, what we eat. And I love to eat steak and all this stuff, but I can't eat steak and salmon when I really need to produce. I kind of need to have my salad, my fruit, my little nuts, get some water, make sure I've exercised that day. And if I have those combinations, then I'll be able to get stuff out. Other people, they really need the list. So I have to watch it because sometimes lists make me create more lists. But people make me accountable. Like Miss Margaret Glass, she's no joke. She'll send me a text. Hey, you got it done. I'm like, oh, yikes. It's coming. on the way. Right? So,
exactly.
You know,
she's
so.
She's moving forward.
She really is. I'm telling you. I said, I'm going to be, look, we gonna make each other wealthy. That's the truth. Absolutely. So it just appears. And I really try to not be around energy that's dead weight. I just don't. I'm not around it. I especially if I have high energy projects I'm working on, and everything is upbeat. I quote scriptures. I put scriptures around me. I'll take time to do 20 minutes to listen to an uplifting message, whether it's Joel Osteen or T.D. Jakes or something that I know is going to feed me for the 20 minutes. And then I, like, listen to it, then I pray. And my prayers are very specific and very different. It's not, Lord, bless me. It's not, Lord, expand me. I'm very specific. Lord, give me insight that I might have a strategic mindset to become X, Y, and Z. I need to do, and it's been phenomenal. There's something powerful about prayer. It's just really a great, or meditation, yeah.
I think that's a great idea, meditation. I haven't tried that, but you find that your day gets by, and at the end of the day, you're like, wow, what did I do? You know? So,
yes.
This is a lot of great advice, and we all need to implement it. And I was looking at your website, and, you know, I'm going to be honest, exercise is my downfall. And that is the one thing I have not put into my schedule on a regular basis. And it seems, you know, I was looking at your site in that it just seems like it has to be in there. You have to start with the exercise. So
yes.
Is that what you're teaching? I mean, how are you going about that? And how much time do you think we should exercise to be acceptable for people that just don't exercise?
So here's a couple things. I created this program called Walk It Off Girl. It was Get Rid of the Weight of the World. And it was just a program that I actually did because my son at the time never liked to stay in the house. So when he was about 7 or 8 months old, when he started walking, when he was 9 months, he actually started when he was 7 and a half, and I was like, you sit in this stroller. I don't want you to walk. It's just too crazy. But he never liked to be in the house. So what I did was I had a stubborn amount of 50 pounds where I was overweight. I was 192 and a half. So I was 192.5 pounds. And that's a lot of weight. And people didn't realize it because I still kind of had my little shape and all that stuff, but I could feel it. So I started just walking around my neighborhood. I was really stressed out because the marriage was really already gone. It was already over the top and it was really already done. And I started walking. And then I would go after 20 minutes. I would come back. My son, Jalen, would start crying. Oh, my God. He was out. Mom, out. That's what he would say. Out. So I had to go back outside. This is the absolute truth. So back outside. And then I was just like, oh, my God. I said, okay, here we go. Walk it off, girl. And I said it out loud. He just stuck. So I went and got my paper, and I wrote it down. And what I did was I tell people, if you don't exercise, here's the very first thing I want you to do. If nothing more, I want you to get a pedometer or download it from your phone, Walkmate, which is free, and I just want you to go out and try to do at least 3,000 steps. 3,000 to 5,000 steps a day, okay? Not an issue, it's
5,000 steps is 2.5 miles. Let me tell you something. It makes a difference. You do that 7 days a week, I'm telling you, you're talking about everybody's going to see the difference there. Drink the amount of water that you need to drink. The program, my Walk It Off Girl program, is a virtual program, but it includes you spending time to meditate. It includes you drinking water, and it includes you doing 4 exercises. That is all. 4 exercises in your house. Sit up.
Wow.
Jumping jack.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying, right? Jump rope and do your walking. I mean, and so even like on the 2-minute, 3-minute sort of breaks, when you're watching TV or you just sit, you know, we kind of sit every now and then, you kind of veg sometimes. When the commercials come, my goal to you is to tell you, I want you to sprint as long as you can, even in place. If it's nothing but moving those legs, I'm telling you, and moving your arms. A lady that was 347 pounds, she did it for like a week. She lost like 10 pounds. There was nothing special. Her arms, she was doing her arms in a circular motion. She was doing little exercises. The problem with most of us is we don't move enough. That's the problem.
We're sitting behind the computer. Our brain, if we could lose weight by as much as our brains move, we'd be doing really good. We'd all be
honey, we would be a size 2. You gotta know it.
We can't seem to turn off these brains, you know, and it's like, can't that be the burning calories with our brains?
Yes, and let me tell you,
one thing I start saying, I live in Florida now. In the morning, I walk the beach, and it has made such a difference. And it's my prayer time, my meditation time. I talk with the CEO of my life and my company, and he gives me direction. And I started off, I said, Lord, what are we going to talk about today? And I just listen, and he speaks to my spirit, and I get through. Everything is in sync. It's amazing the difference that that has made.
Yeah, it does.
You know, that's a great idea. Everybody listens to music and that when they walk, but you can download, Joel. You can download many things to listen to, and I just think that's a great idea. I'll have to start doing that because I do listen in the morning. We start out our prayer time with my office. We start out at 6:30, but then at 7, I'll watch Joel or Joyce or any of them, but it'd be nice to put it on the phone and do that as my walking time.
But see, what I don't listen to Joel, I don't listen to Joyce, I listen to the Lord, and it makes a difference because we're bombarded so much with so much coming at us. And in the Bay Area, it's beautiful like it is here, but it's a quiet time. I just listen to the Lord. And I mean, it's literally like he's walking with me. We have this great conversation, and I look so forward to it. When I was in Mississippi taking care of my mom for 2 weeks, I just missed it. I could not wait to get back. And that morning walk has literally changed my life. And spending that first part of the day with the Lord, listening to him, talking to him, has made such a difference in my mental well-being.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Ask you a question. Where I was just sitting here thinking, I said, let me kind of challenge. I challenge, I do a morning call, wake prayer and inspired word call every morning at 6 a.m. And women from across the country, business women, high powered women, get on this call. And this particular theme for this month is I am. So we're looking at who God is and all of his godness and what he is and how he is, but also reminding ourselves who we are in him. I think we forget all of the things that God has given us, the things that he's given right in our hands. And I asked him a question this morning. Today our topic was, I'm reflecting and reviewing my stuff. And we get so busy. We're in the third month, the end of the first quarter. So have you taken time to review and reflect on your stuff? And when we said the question, people were like, whoa, wow, you know. And really look at, where are you? Has yourself changed? Have you put your systems in place? Business, as I learned, both by actual doing and actual researching and being around the brightest mind, is all about systems. It's all about systems and models. What's your system? What's your model? And then it goes back to what we talked about. Who are you associated with? Who are you wanting to be associated with? What are your experiences and how do you interpret this? And when we really get to that place, what are you reflecting on? What are you reviewing? Is it working for you? If it is, great. If it's not, what's the next step? And you can't do it if you're sick. We can't do it because we're dragging around the extra pound. We just can't. We cannot.
Right.
It doesn't work. And we got to decide, I don't want them to tell me that they got to cut an arm off or a leg off or my heart's doing something in order for me then to create a lifestyle of eating properly. I love my fried chicken. I make the best fried chicken. But I can't have it every day. I can't have it every day, right? But I will not deprive myself. But I can't have it every day. So we have to just make a decision that health and wellness is a high priority. It is our wealth. It's our money. It's our everything. It is. Yeah. Because,
that is for a lot of us, we are the main person in our businesses, and if we don't take care of our health, we're letting a lot of people down that work for us.
Yeah. You know,
we're not out there doing our part. So it's not only for us, it's for the whole company.
Yes. That is so good. So good. Anyone else have a question? I'm so loving this.
Nobody else is speaking up, so we can have each ourselves. Beatrice, anything else you want to ask?
I love it.
Enjoy.
Well, you know what? You left the area. So what are you doing, Beatrice, as far as, you know, for what Lakita's talking about tonight? Do you have schedules? Do you have surgery time? Are you doing any of that?
Well, actually, I had some health issues, major health issues, and my doctor told me to take a year off, do absolutely nothing but take care of myself. I did that. The year is over. Now I'm writing a book about my menopausal experience and what I went through. And I have a coach that's an author that's helping me with the book. And it's been a really healing process to write this book. And I'm doing the book. My husband is doing a chapter from a man's perspective. And the Lord has put on our heart to interview 10 different couples. And the Lord has already given us a woman from Canada. I had lunch with her today. And she is connected through an international school with women all over the country. So it's going to be an international book where we're sharing our experiences. And it's just been an amazing healing process.
I love that.
Awesome. So, Lakita, how do you get involved on your morning calls?
You can get involved.
Tell us about your company. Is there something that you join to do that? Or
no, you don't have to. No. It's anybody. It's WAKE, which stands for Women Advancing Kingdom Effort. WAKE Prayer and Inspired Word Call, which started off as a call last year, April 15th, to be exact. I did 40 days. God has said, do a 40-day call inspiring God's people so they can be well-prepared and inspired when they go into the marketplace in the morning time. So I said, okay, do it 40 days up until May 24th, which is the day of Pentecost. I did it when May 24th came. I was like, yay, hooray, I am done getting up at 4 a.m., you know. And when the people had joined, came on the call so much, they were inviting friends and all this stuff. And then they started testifying about, oh, my God, I'm the manager of this company, and I was
you know, have been emotionally, spiritually. I'm a Christian, but I don't know. And this call brought me back to life. I said, amen, praise the Lord. Well, God bless you, because this is the last day. So grateful, you know, and the next person. And it continued. And so we have this call 7 days a week. And you can get on the call. Here's the phone number. Absolutely. We have a page on Facebook, too. It's called Wake 6 a.m. Prayer. You can get on that page. It's been phenomenal. People have gotten promotions, gotten jobs. It's a powerful, powerful place where we do scripture relay for the first 15 minutes. You get on. And once you do the scripture, then you are able to... You do a scripture, put it out in the atmosphere, and then there's about a 15-minute teaching thing. And once you speak, then we are done. And you can get on the call by the number of 712-432-1500, and the PIN code is
74398.
74398. Great. 982. Oh, 982.
Okay.
Yes. 92 pounds. I doubt it so much. And so we have calls, and we also have playback also. If you want to listen to the playback, you can do that as well. That number is 712-432-1202, and it's 432-982 pounds.
For playback, awesome.
And it's just a powerful time to be encouraged and inspired, and so we're excited.
I'm encouraged for everybody to do this. I kind of did the same thing when I started our prayer group for our office, and it was all about circling what you want and just keep circling it. And I tried to figure out a way to get my office connected, because I have one person that is in Idaho, I have another person who's in Patterson, and then I'm in Milpitas, and that, and I needed to connect us. So we pray every morning at 6:30 on the company, asking the Lord what to bring the people that we need to help and what we need to do. He's to give us guidance in that. And we started out doing it for 30 days, and we never stopped. We've been doing it for probably close to a year now. So I understand when these people ask you to continue to go. I mean, it just makes a whole difference in your life. And first thing in the morning, what a way to start your day. So, shoot, I would encourage everybody to get on the call. And we want to thank you for, you know, getting up early and keeping everybody going. That's just so exciting.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited that we have men that also join us, so it's not just women, but men that also speak. We have leadership leaders that will get on, and they'll speak about leadership and how to affect change and things of that nature. And it's just really a powerful time. You're always so uplifted and always confirming, and it makes sure that, you know, it just aligns us better. But ultimately, I believe we're called to utilize our gifts and be better so that we are able to solve someone's problem in the earth. I believe we're called to solve people's problems in the earth. And I believe that God gives us that ability to do that. And that's just such a powerful, powerful thing.